Many New Yorkers had their eyes on Iowa Monday night as the state starts the selection process for presidential nominees. One local political scientist says there's a few things to look out for. SUNY Cortland political science professor Robert Spitzer notes many candidates have been running for a year to get to this point. He says victory claims might come from more than just the candidate with the highest delegate count or the most actual ballot votes.
You'll see at least two candidates making claims regarding how they did. But there's another element to looking for a winner as well, and that's the perceptual winner. The candidate that does better than is expected will be a candidate who will claim a moral victory.
Those claims could be significant in how candidates position themselves in the next primary next Tuesday. Then a flood of primaries, Spitzer says, should rapidly winnow down the field of up to 15 Democratic candidates who will be in all or part of the contest. Spitzer does not expect the impeachment debate and trial to have much impact on the Democratic caucus or primaries, but it will have an ongoing effect on the electorate.
To harden the battle lines on both sides, the Democrats and Trump opponents are convinced that he committed serious impeachable offenses. The Senate just didn't go along with that. The Republicans believe it's all a lot of show and a lot of meaningless politics, and that it was simply an effort to get Trump out of office or to delegitimize him somehow.
He does believe the impeachment process, regardless of its outcome, was essential given the seriousness of charges against the president. He also believes we'll hear a lot more about it during the campaign, with more information coming out from security advisor John Bolton and others that could sway voters. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.